Welcome to Face to Face. Mothers and daughters, a bond that can prove unbreakable. Today, a mother's love, loss and reunion, and a bout with a dangerous childhood illness. Mary Kay Convery and her mother, Lorraine Bodine, talk about a life well loved.
Mom, I just want to thank you for agreeing to come with me today. And I just want to tell you how much I admire you and all you've done. So one of the things I've been thinking a lot about is your childhood. I want to know how it was for you. What is your earliest memory?
My mother, of course. How I could always depend on her no matter what. She was always there.
She was a beautiful woman. I know in the photos I've looked at, she was very gorgeous.
And she never went out without her makeup and things. She was a very proud woman.
I know you've mentioned that you were separated from your siblings at a young age.
Yes.
And that was in part due to the divorce and the depression.
Right.
Tell me about that.
Well, my father took Marianne and Marvin because Mom couldn't handle all three of us. And in those days, you didn't get child support or anything like that. And my dad evidently didn't give her enough to keep all three of us together. So she took me because I was the baby, and my dad took Marianne and Marvin.
Before your dad came to get Marianne and Marvin, your mom had to take them to an orphanage.
Yes, she had to take. I was too young.
How old were they?
I think they were like 7 and 8, or maybe 8 and 9. I'm not sure. I know I had a brother and a sister, and I knew they were older.
So you never saw them through the rest of your childhood?
Not really. I mean, I knew they were there.
Now, after she married Bill, do you remember how long it was before y'all moved, and where'd you move?
We moved to Michigan, which I was not happy with that.
You couldn't have been back in Michigan very long before you contracted polio then.
Right.
And how did that come about?
I woke up one day about noon. We were at my grandmother McGurr's house for her birthday. I was very crabby, and so Mom laid me down to take a nap. But when I woke up, I had a headache. I was burning up, I guess.
Could you move?
I could move a little bit, but it hurt. One doctor said I had I'll never forget that. I had muscular dystrophy, and I'd be dead in 2 years. Then they took me to Dr. Troutman, and Dr. Troutman said, "It looks like polio to me, but I don't want to say that. Take her up to Traverse City Children's Hospital and let's get a diagnosis." So that's what they did. And I remember going through a bunch of tests, and I remember it hurt. I didn't want to do all this stuff.
Do you feel like you were treated differently through or after the polio and through your life?
I had recovered better than a lot of them. There were a lot of them that never came out of the iron lung.
Your mom died when you were still a fairly young woman. If she were here today, what would you ask her?
How she could have loved me as much as, how she could have encompassed me with love like she did.
I love you, Mom.
Good. I'm glad you do, because I love you.
The never-ending cycle, generations relating and reaching out, face to face.